Hi, Daddy. Are you doing anything right now? Well, I was wondering if maybe we could go over the list of rules that you gave me the other day. Of course you can test me. Go ahead. Try me. Oh, that one's easy. The very first thing I should do after waking up is tell Daddy good morning. Whether you're lying next to me in bed or if you're already at work, in that case, I would send you a cute little text, which might also include a naughty picture of myself. Oh, and after I do that, I need to make the bed and I need to drink at least one full cup of water. Is that right? See, I told you that I've been studying. Can you give me another? Something I'm not allowed to do. Oh, I know. I'm not allowed to use any bad words. No swearing, no cursing ever. Otherwise, I'll get disciplined. I did. I paid special attention to that one, mainly because we both know that I used to swear like a sailor when we first met. No pun intended, indeed. It's safe to say that that ship has sailed. You know, you've really turned me into quite the good girl. You always give me the best advice. I know, Daddy. I couldn't agree more. It's so important that I always mind my manners. That was a good segue. Well, let me think about that one for a second. I would say the only time I can refrain from using my manners is when Daddy specifically tells me to be a bad girl for him. Only for a certain amount of time, of course. Other than that, I should always mind my manners and be respectful towards you. I know you love taking care of me, however, you want me to know how to take care of my own physical and mental well-being as well. Just like a good daddy would. Yes, I did notice that. How you added that I should even message you what I had for breakfast and for lunch when you're not around, so you know that I didn't forget to eat. Oh, and I have to refrain from eating excessive amounts of junk food and sugar in general, right? I've got to stay nice and healthy. You care about my little body so much, don't you? And when it comes to my mental well-being, I should make time for myself throughout the day, you know, in between taking care of the house and planning meals for us. I shouldn't overwhelm myself, and I should make sure that I take time to de-stress. But yes, I know what you mean. I have to be able to uplift myself, and is that right? You get most turned on whenever I exhibit self-confidence? Oh, definitely. Give me another. That's a really good one. Well, if something is bothering me, or if I didn't follow a rule correctly, then I should feel comfortable enough to share that with Daddy, right? I suppose so that I avoid internalizing or suppressing any negative thoughts or emotions. Of course, Daddy. I really do. I realize how crucial it is that I trust you completely. And that you trust me as well. Oh, yeah, that too. No self-harm ever. No, I wouldn't dare, Daddy. You don't have to worry about me doing that. I'm beyond happy. I mean, that kind of stuff, it doesn't even cross my mind. Absolutely. Why? That one's gotta be a trick question, right? Daddy should never have to remind me to follow the rules. Thanks. Something else that I should always remember. Well, is it that Daddy is very proud of me and that I'm his little princess? Could that be it? You know, that might just be my favorite one. Yes, let's get to the nighttime rules now. Well, I would say the first thing to remember is that I have to put my phone on the other side of the bedroom once it's bedtime. Yeah, I definitely remembered that one. Well, I guess so that we can have each other's undivided attention for cuddling and for watching TV. Or for getting naughty. Oh, and I always need to say goodnight to Daddy, no matter what, no matter what time it is, no matter how late it is. I really like that rule, by the way. Especially the one where we can't go to bed upset or mad at each other. No, I never want to do that either, Daddy. Plus, you know how much I get off on the thought of us having makeup sex. I do. I feel like I've got a pretty good grasp on those so far. And I know that you've got a lot more headed my way, but I'm definitely not gonna forget any of those, Daddy. No, they're not hard to follow at all. In fact, I can't wait to do so. You're such a good daddy to me. You really are so understanding. You take such good care of me every single day. That's right. I know that there's also a lot of sexual adventures together within the DDLG realm. And I can't wait to explore them with you. Any kind of BDSM related rules or, you know, stuff like that that requires a little bit more bondage and roughness to it. Oh, I'm all in. I want to be completely compliant in every single scenario that you want me to participate in, Daddy. I've been mentally preparing for it, but I'm really not that worried, to be honest, because you end up fucking. Oh! Sorry. I know. I'm working on it. No curse words. Sorry. I'm working on it. You know, sometimes it's hard. And I just let things slip when I'm feeling really passionate about something, and. I'm sorry, Daddy. I won't do it again. I promise. I won't do it again. Please don't spank me. I mean, unless you really want to. Can't I just take the punishment tomorrow morning instead? No, I'm not gonna swear again. I'm sorry. I know that was literally something that we went over. And I broke it. You're really still gonna spank me in the morning, even though I apologized to you so nicely. No, I get it, Daddy. I understand. I know you're only letting it slide because you're tired too and you want to go to sleep. But I know in the morning, you're gonna have plenty of energy to give me a good spanking. Well, I bet that it's gonna hurt me a little bit at first, and my ass will probably get cherry red like it always does, but I can't help but get really turned on. And you know, my biggest punishment right now is probably that you're withholding your gorgeous cock from me tonight. Yeah, that's even worse than getting a spanking. But like I said, I understand, Daddy. I do. And thank you for going over some of the rules with me. I'm so grateful for that. You sure you're not mad at me? I know. You don't get mad. You just get even. I just get disciplined instead. And punished. That's okay. I'm gonna be ready to accept my punishment in the morning. But for now, can we just go to sleep together, Daddy? Can we just cuddle? Okay. Thank you for being so understanding, Daddy. Okay. I'll stop overthinking it. And tomorrow, I promise, Daddy, I'll be the best girl ever. Can I at least give you a little massage to help you fall asleep, Daddy? Okay. I will. I'll make it up to you, Daddy, in whatever way that I can. I just want to help you relax and release some of that tension you might feel. I love you too, Daddy.